Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversations with C. Melita Webb. In each episode of our podcast, we share love, joy, and tidbits of encouragement to increase the peace in your journey. We are glad that you are walking this journey with us. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about embracing the gifts and dreams in your life. You know, we are at a point in life that we actually have the ability to slow down and take breaths of strength and find more energy within ourselves to complete the task that God has given us. And one of the things that I have learned over the last 15 years is that we each have a ministry. And what we do, how we walk, how we speak, all are part of that ministry, whether we acknowledge it or not. What our actions show is what we believe. It shows our faith. It shows our courage. It shows who we are in tune with and aligned to. And so I think that sometimes we doubt our gifts. We doubt our blessings, we doubt if we are worthy, and we doubt our next step. There is this clarity that comes to you when you realize that the quickness of life is not where it's at. You know, when you slow down and you make purposeful steps and you really attribute each moment as something to be treasured and grateful for, it kind of turns your world around. You know, you get this view of life that allows you to see missed opportunities and gives you a chance to kind of recalibrate your vision to see what is important and who is important. And I recognize the gifts that God gave to me so that I can share my love to those people even when I cannot be with them to hold their hand, hug them, or look in their beautiful eyes. And so, even though that might seem simple to you, I recognize that my ability to write and to speak are God's gifts to me. It's one of the many gifts that He has blessed me to have. And so, in most cases, I think we look at it and we go, oh, I'm glad we're good at that. Oh, that's wonderful. But are you really looking at ways to better utilize your gifts and reach your dreams? Think about that for a moment. Are there dreams that you hold on to in the corner of your heart and in the back of your mind that are yours for the asking? See, I think that's the key as well. We have to ask God for what we want, and we have to be willing to dream big enough to make the big ask, right? I'm not talking monetary goals or, you know, extreme house makeovers or things that really are not tangible to the heart, right? I'm talking things like writing your book. Maybe singing a song, learning a new skill, picking up a new habit. You know, dreams that you have that will allow you to fulfill your heart and your life in the purpose that God intends for you. Now, don't get me wrong, and don't think that if you have a little stumble or, you know, a slight fall, that what you're walking toward is not your dream. Because sometimes what we think is our ultimate dream is just a stepping stone to where God intends us to be. And you know, I stop and I think of that and I go, my life isn't what I expected it to be. Yet, it is a life that is blessed with many things. So my simple thought for you today is to get quiet, calm your mind, take some deep breaths, and really search your heart and your soul to find out what more you can do with God, what God has given you. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of God's sweet peace. Until we speak again, live your life in joy, peace, and harmony, and reach for your dreams. Goodbye.